Steve from Raymond.
Here I sit in District 1, for some reason paying intense interest to what's going on in District 2. Trump's endorsement didn't seem to help Mr. Poliquin this last time around. So,
Are you talking about 2020 or 2022?
Well, both, I guess. But, of course, the ranked choice voting played into that. But this last time around, the endorsement wasn't, 2022, the endorsement was not enough to get him over that hump.
Yeah, the reason I asked is because 2022, the important thing about that was that Trump himself was not on the ballot.
The other side of that, for me, enjoying the debates that have been going on with the Republican candidates up there, I almost wish the money were closer.
Does that mean that you, out of the two of them, you like Sobolewski more?
I think he makes a heck of a lot of good points. But I also think, when I look at Jared, I'm almost thinking up in CD2, they're having a youth movement up there. So Terrio fits the youth movement.
He does, yeah. He's only 30.
My final point, Matt, would be that one of the reasons I'm so interested in what's going on in 2 is the Electoral College. I just have to comment that I am absolutely beside myself. This blue state movement to usurp the Electoral College that we have signed on to in the legislature in Maine is extremely disturbing. I don't know what can stop that. And I'm not talking about just in Maine. I'm talking about across the country, this movement. I don't know how that can be stopped. This is parties in power. You think about it as trying to place their thumb on the scale. This isn't a thumb. This is usurping our entire Electoral College system. And they're trying to place a 2,000-pound brick on the scale on this one. And it's disturbing that it's even a possibility.